Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Rider Waite Oracle, Tarot deck. And I have for the new moon today, happy new moon day, I've got the Four of Cups. And this says, you may be in a place of confusion, feeling stuck or unwilling to engage with life. It's okay to take rest and breaks. The fact is, it's encouraged. However, when retreating from reality, becomes the norm, it may be time to plug into the fullness of life, even if it feels scary. If you found yourself in a place not wanting to care or move forward, you may be cutting yourself off from experiences. That would bring you joy and true happiness. Feeling the heights and depth of our emotions is a necessary part of a human experience. It's how we grow, learn, and become dynamic and fully integrated people. If your disconnection was caused by a feeling of hurt or being left out, that is part of life too. But it won't last forever. The cup can be filled again, perhaps from an unexpected place. Try small ways to engage with life and that will feel safe and supportive to you, and be open to unexpected gifts. Now, the Four of Cups here. This person sitting by a tree looking at these three cups. And then there's a cloud offering him another cup. But he's sitting there cross-legged, cross-armed, being like... Murr. So he's basically sticking with old attitudes and not really accepting his life for the things that it's offering him. He's more interested in holding on to old relationships or old pains and not wanting to open up his heart. Because maybe something has hurt him in the past. Now, if you're in that situation, with this new moon saying, look, new beginnings are coming, so why do you want to hold on to all the old things? You might be in the frame of mind where you're just either not willing to let go or not ready to let go. But the truth is, the more resistant you are, the harder it becomes. So... it's kind of like a time to open up your heart and just jump in with both feet into anything. Whether it be a new job, whether it be a relationship, whether it be anything, just allow yourself to know that things don't always go the way that you've planned. Rather than trying to hold yourself off, waiting for a congruent yes in your life. Because even those yeses that you've received in the past may have turned out to be failures in that future. Right. So when you say, for example, during your first few weeks or days of a relationship, it's like, yes. And then it all failed. Right. At that moment, it was a good thing. But then it all went, you know, awry. So holding on to that part where it went awry, you opened your heart at some point. Just because somebody else couldn't see your worth doesn't mean you can't. But if you want to live your life through their eyes or their disrespect, then that is a choice which you have, a path which you've decided to take unwillingly to begin with. But then you continued down that path. Maybe it was at work where you just felt unappreciated. And so now any job that you feel like you're going to take is just like, oh, well, you know, they're going to devalue my experience in my life like everyone else does. Or, you know, if you are... in that frame of mind where every time you see your family or your friends, it's just a bit like a, or, you know, anything that you look at your life right now, currently, like maybe going out or something like that. I know as we get older, we just want to stay in and things. But there's a whole life around and for you to explore. Even when you compare yourself to others, maybe on social media, and you're just like, my life's never going to be like that. Don't think about it like that. Think about, look, let me just open my heart. I can do something. I can quite easily just take a quick journey somewhere, a day trip. And then it's all about the money. It's all like, oh, well, I don't have enough money. Or, oh, I don't have time. Or, oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have that. All these excuses to make sure that you've manifested something that you do want not happening. Does that make sense? So let me say that again. You are creating a life that you don't want. So you're manifesting that life, even though it's something that you do want. You're keeping it at a distance. Like this person who's just looking at these cards, being like, oh, rather than thinking, well, what if? Actually, what if? So what with these new beginnings happening, why don't you just take advantage of one of those and just don't be afraid. Like, really, don't be afraid. If somebody asks you out and they're not really your type, just say yes. Yes. Okay, cool. Lay down your rules. Say, look, this. It may take a little bit of courage and stuff, but, you know, it'll be worth it. And if you get your heart broken again, or maybe you won't, then you just be like, look, I was aware that that could happen, but you know what? I'm not going to let it knock me down. Just like that. Okay. And I know that I'm saying this as flippantly as, well, as a flippant person would say it, but it's true. You've got a choice to make, and now's the time to go and seize the day. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.